Here at the Prime Podcast, we're dedicated about broadcasting professionalism. Like, really dedicated. Real quick, I know TJ's had to pee for quite a while. Do you need to take a break?
Dude, I'm good.
Are you sure? So you pissed in your mason jar, is that what you're saying?
Just keep going with the show. Don't you worry about where the bathroom breaks
up. I love your dedication.
Hey, whatever it takes for the sake of the show, man.
Listen more at theprimepod.com. Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. And welcome to the Prime Podcast on Rogue Intel. We are your morning show any time of day. You can subscribe to us, stream us live at rogueintel.com/live, or even call us at 410-989-1734. I am your producer, Duff. With me, as always, are TJ and Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
Well, there must be a glitch in the Matrix. I swear it feels like we just did this.
Yeah, we had a bit of a false start this afternoon. We tried to get going, and TJ's levels weren't set, and the analog output for the Hangout wasn't set, and holy crap, it was just a big fiasco. So we're all set, ready to go, and we are streaming live. If you ever want to check us out, we usually stream Wednesdays and Fridays, and hey, this is your Friday show a day early, because you know TJ wanted to TJ explain what's going on that. Prevents you from doing a Friday show on Friday.
I'm just the difficult new co-host, that's all.
Yeah,
that's really all there is to it.
You're worth all the bullshit, because we love you.
Occasionally, after the testicle difficulties we just had.
Difficulties? Did you really just say that?
Oh, yeah, you heard me. This is the type of show we're in for today. Nah, kid's birthday party, nothing exciting, but I appreciate the flexibility, as always. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
I'm just still enamored over the fact that you said testicle difficulties. So, TJ, what have you been up to lately?
Not a whole lot, man.
Other than, of course, mowing the lawn today in your push mower.
Yeah, let's not even get started. It's all first world problems bullshit.
No, I want to hear. I want to hear. You said something earlier about your riding tractor decided to pop a fart or something. It's broken, and you, you tell the story.
Well, I must have been a little rusty on my MacGyver because I tried to fix it, and that's the problem. So problem one, I tried to fix a riding mower, not my area of expertise. Problem two, I decided Sears was charging way too much to just come out and even look at the fucking thing. So called a random guy in the phone book, and I guess it was just some local repair shop guy. The tractor was there about a week or so, and then I'm like, give him a call. The number's disconnected. So
wow.
I know where. I have the general location, at least, based on the business address that's listed in there. But, we'll have to see what's going on with that. So I had to do it old school, and my lazy ass is used to having a beer or two, listening to the podcast, and sitting on my comfy mower, you know? not actually having to do physical labor to get the yard cut, so.
Wow. Must be nice.
Yeah, I know. Well, hey, whatever. And then the problem is because I let it go for a couple weeks thinking the damn mower was going to be fixed. Now it's like a forest out there, you know? So, like I said, first world problems. I'll take some of that cheese now, Duff.
Yeah. We need to get the wine cart out.
Seriously. So, like I said, nothing super exciting for me, but you asked.
Yeah. Well, something we asked for is for you guys to participate in a little contest we had going on. And essentially Everything Falls, who has been on the show a couple times, they've got some really good music, so we wanted to pimp it out. So we decided to give away some prize packs, including autographed copies of both their CDs and a pretty nifty keychain. And so we did. And you guys sent in your responses over Twitter, Facebook, and of course, ye old email. So we've got our winners, and we've even got a grand prize winner. That lucky person will not only receive the CDs and the keychain, but they will get a personalized letter from the band and a one-off video still from the Daylight Takes the Dawn music video. And one of the coolest things that Aaron has graciously allowed us to do is set up an interview with the grand prize winner. So that winner will be hosting an interview on our show with Aaron Linkus at a future date. So we have our winners written down. Do we want to talk about it, or we want to save it for the end?
I say wait till the end.
Oh, I know the rules. I'm not that new anymore.
I've got only child syndrome. I'm sorry. It's, you know.
See, I have oldest child syndrome, so I shouldn't be letting you go, but I will.
But see, I'm only child, so not only did everybody have to play by my rules, but because I was an only child, I got used to sticking up for myself and having to kick ass when I needed to, so.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. You're the only woman on the show, and Duff and I know our place.
Well, that too.
Good answer, TJ. Thank you. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about something that I saw in the news a couple days ago, and this is going to hit home for Carrie. You're a fan of Wheel of Time, correct, Care?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the Wheel of Time series by Robert Jordan.
It's sci-fi, fantasy-ish, epic storyline. It's like 14 books.
Wow.
Very well planned out, written. Very good storylines, a lot of storylines. There are a lot of characters. Think Game of Thrones, but again, 14 books or whatever in the series total.
And not written by a guy who delays the book because he's big and fat and likes Cheetos, right?
The only reason that they did get delayed near the end is because, oh, I don't know, he died.
Yeah.
And another author came in and finished the series going by the detailed notes that Robert Jordan had. So it was just a matter of fleshing stuff out a little bit, but he really didn't have to do all that much.
Yeah. Robert Jordan handed the stacks of books and all of the secrets to one of my favorite authors, Brandon Sanderson. And that's when we learned about Brandon, because you heard the news and said, well, I don't know. I got to check this guy out because I don't know if I approve.
That's not how it went. It was, I heard about it. I heard about it, you know, when he passed away, I was like, no, another author dies before they finish their, you know, their lifelong work, you know, so now all the fans are hanging. And then it wasn't long after he passed away and the news came out that, you know, this author named Brandon Sanderson was picked by the family to come in and finish the books. And I was like, oh, hold up. Who the fuck does he think he is? So, you know, I found one of his own books, read it, loved it, emailed him, told him essentially, you know, why I even started reading his books and what I thought of, you know, him taking over for Robert Jordan. And, you know, my initial, you know, who the fuck does he think he is, to the, yeah, you have my blessing. Yeah. You're going to be awesome. And the man actually took the time and wrote me back.
Yeah. And you still have that saved in your inbox, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Brandon so much. Like his Mistborn trilogy, which is now going to be 6 or 7 books, I think. It's just fantastic. And his one-off books are really good. And just I haven't read or listened to any of his books that I haven't just adored.
And it's good to see that, you know, there are people out there that are willing to take on such a huge world as the Wheel of Time series. And it's a little daunting. You know, it's one thing if it was going to be something like HBO doing it because they have the resources. They have the screenwriters and everything to take it and, you know, do it justice. I don't know that FXX Network is going to be able to accomplish it.
I don't know. I don't know what FXX is, but I know FX isn't known for having the best series. I would have been more comfortable with the news had it come from, I don't know, USA or HBO. Mm-hmm. Because they have a history of making damn good shows, or even Netflix. But essentially what we were talking about is that FXX had released a pilot named Winter Dragon.
And apparently it was done without the family's knowledge. So no wonder there was legal issues. So I don't think it will be on FX or FXX. I'm hoping it'll go to... Oh, I would love HBO.
Or even, well, wait, who does Vampire Diaries? That's CW.
Yeah,
They might.
No.
You don't think?
No, because it's kind of like Game of Thrones. You're going to need the setting.
Yeah.
You're going to need all of the gear and the trappings, whereas Vampire Diaries, you just plop them in a house and you go.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah, you got me. I think USA, I think HBO, maybe even SIFI, otherwise known as Sci-Fi, might do it justice. But the big news is that Harriet McDougall, the late wife of Robert Jordan, got some really exciting news out last week, and she posted a tweet, and it says, "Wanted to share with you exciting news about the Wheel of Time. Legal issues have been resolved. The Wheel of Time will be cutting edge as a TV series. I could not be more pleased. Look for the official announcement coming soon from a major studio." They're not saying that Red Eagle Entertainment is going to keep the rights behind the pilot or behind the show, but they're saying a major studio will be getting this. So now the wait is over, and we can start just squeeing in our pants in anticipation. Because I like the book series was a little too... It was a little too confusing for me, because it just, in like the first book, drops you in the middle of a scene and you've got to kind of just keep reading these strangers' conversations and until you realize that there's a backstory and you get to know these characters based on being dropped in the middle of it all.
You just don't have enough reading practice, that's all.
No, I have major ADD, so that's my issue. I will definitely watch the show with you, because I know how much you love it. And I, from what you've told me, it sounds like an amazing, epic series.
It is. I mean, it's anytime a series of that many books, how many times since we've been together that have I gone and reread them all?
Yeah, and you've done that at least once since we've been together.
Twice, actually.
Oh, crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, they're good. God, it'll probably be years before it actually sees screen time, though.
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping they're able to get it out, and say, next year or something like that. If you want to check out the full article on the show notes at theprimepod.com, feel free to do so. I really, really look forward to this, because I love sci-fi.
Great, man. I look forward to seeing it, too. You guys have turned me on to some new sci-fi things.
Word?
Specifically the Dead Drift folks you guys had on before.
Dead Drift, yeah, they're great.
They're awesome. They just came out with episode 11?
Did
I miss 12? Sorry.
I don't know.
Sorry,
no,
Ken, I'll have to go on YouTube.
No, I don't know. Maybe 12 isn't out yet. I don't know.
No, but that's a great series. I was screwing around on their YouTube channel the other day, and they actually have a lot of like the behind the scenes things, and it's pretty cool.
It's fun. Yeah, I watched all of those.
So yeah, fun and really great guys too. So fully support them if you haven't checked them out yet. So in other words, I'm trusting your judgment on some sci-fi stuff. So.
Well, you got to start somewhere, and I think you should start with Joss Whedon's epic tale of a futuristic Western segment of planets known as the Verse.
If it's longer than 5 minutes, I'm not sure I could take it. But actually, as a slight segue, but that's okay. But they You know, Dead Drift is actually not even sci-fi. I would call it more comedy than sci-fi.
It's a comedy,
to be honest. Yeah. I mean, they use a couple geeky verbiage here and there, but it's more just funny.
It's like
Spaceballs.
Yeah.
Only funnier, yeah. I wasn't a huge Spaceballs fan, but anyway.
Well, I have a question for you two.
Sure.
If I were to say to you, name a stereotype that you would associate with Chinese people, what would
just
you say?
One? I'd say bad driver, small penis.
Always lost. Oh, sorry, look like always lost.
Look like almost lost.
Well, good food.
Yeah, well, weird, smelly, stinky food, depending on...
Good Americanized version of their food, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, if I were to say to you that they have issues with graffiti and having to tag everything.
They tag everything?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Hey, that's news to me.
There are quite a few examples, some of which I have links for, some of which I'm just going to tell you about. First being, in China itself, if there is a flat, writable surface that spray paint or scratching and etching it in, it's covered in graffiti. A 15-year-old boy there with his parents in the Luxor Temple. And what does he do? He has to tag the wall of the temple.
Oh my God.
With graffiti. And when it's translated, all it is his name was here.
What?
Nothing profound, nothing enlightening, just Dim Sum or whatever the hell his name is was here.
Dim Sum.
Now,
Long Dong?
No such thing. Not with Chinese people.
See, there's another stereotype.
You know, and then there is the story of Shanghai Disney. Not even open to the public yet. Not open. Gated, fenced. Can't get into it, supposedly. Already graffiti everywhere.
Oh my God.
Everywhere. People are going in there and pulling up plants and taking shits in flower beds.
Oh my God.
They're like fucking animals. It's like they can't not write on something if there's no of their own writing on it. It's just, what the fuck?
I guess when you have that many people in that small space, they get bored really easy, I guess.
Yeah, but that there's no
something
excuse
like that.
For that. I just...
I mean, in the article it says, visitors to the park were seen defacing Disney property, disposing of trash anywhere they wanted, walking through landscaped areas. One person decided to become the park's first graffiti artist, albeit not an imaginative one, scrawling, "Was here traveling," along the side of a lamppost. Numerous tourists ignored signs warning them to stay off the grass and to stay out of the flower beds. Some even pick flowers. While littering may be a common occurrence in theme parks, public defecation is not. One mother was seen helping her child fertilize the lawn.
Wow. Yeah, it's actually kind of surprising because I always thought China was more like they crack down on every little thing over there, you know, like more restrictive on everything. So it's kind of surprising that they're getting away with all this shit.
You know, they don't understand Disney. If it's going to cost them more money to keep the graffiti and the shit up off the ground, they'll just abandon it and write it off and it'll be a drop in a bucket for them.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll have an abandoned, graffiti-covered, shit-filled amusement park that they never even got to actually use and enjoy. Because Disney's not going to lose money on something that they haven't even had a chance to make money with.
Yeah.
The rat does not play.
Yeah. They've done that before in the past, so.
I mean, Euro Disney.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that? Did they end up shutting it down, or is it still around?
Or Paris, Disney, whatever it was. It's gone.
Wow.
They weren't making buck. So, bye-bye.
That's crazy.
Fuck the French.
I concur with that statement.
Freedom fries.
That I don't agree with. I enjoy my fries to be Frenched.
I don't give a shit what they are. They go in my belly either way.
Yeah. French fried taters. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
So you found an article, TJ, that was kind of interesting, talking about a professor.
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. Some of the, I know last week was Teacher Appreciation Week, so it's a little bit of a kind of relevant topic, even though we're a week behind. But they, so this is interesting. The IBM computer Watson, they had Sub as a TA in one of the classes, and it was just interesting to see that it worked pretty well, actually. It was just kind of TA work or me, you know, me being the network's PA, it's kind of similar. where it's just normal kind of, I don't even know, I don't want to downplay TA work because it's important, but it's kind of, yeah, the due dates, answer questions over email, kind of do the grunt work, for lack of a better term, that the professors don't want to do. So, and apparently was, from what I was reading on here, was fairly successful in doing it. So,
yeah, from the article I saw, it looked like no one figured out that Miss Jill Watson was just a bot. Now, we're not talking about we're not talking about a physical robot. We're just talking about automated scripting that like that answers emails. It wasn't a physical form, right?
I mean, not that I it said in the article, but I mean, you remember as a kid they had those way back in like bulletin board days. And I know you're a computer geek like me, so you probably remember those days.
Yeah, BBS, hell yeah.
Yeah, where they had basically a really, really early version of this where you would type in and you know, say hi, and it would say hello. And then, you know, you just start trying to mess with it, and it would just give you the generic responses. Stay, you know, those type of things.
Yeah, I remember those. BBS systems were great before internet came around because there was all these multiplayer online games, and it was all text-based, but still, it was really cool. And you could get illegal software back before the days of the internet were really prevalent, just by logging into a BBS system that provided that software. It was really cool.
You get a lot of stuff back then that is now would put you on a bunch of watch lists. You
know? Are you talking about the Jolly Roger cookbook?
Anarchist cookbook.
It was same thing. Yes. Yeah. Jolly Roger and Anarchist cookbook were the same thing.
Yeah, it's that would get you through, you know, rendition somewhere from our previous guests.
Yeah, talking about how to make bombs. Just crazy good times.
Yeah, we're not going to discuss any of that on here because YouTube will flag the crap out of this. But
well, like they're not. I mean, it is Stump and Chump Day, so we're going to get flagged either way. So we might as well talk about it.
I think I'm safe on mine, but it's so funny. I have an app on my phone called Franz. Frotz, whatever, FROTZ.
Frotz.
Anyway, yeah, Frotz. But it has all the text-based games. I don't know what the hell they're called now.
Oh,
but,
nice. You know, like it was a DOSBox?
I don't know. It's like the press, you know, look north.
Oh, like Zork.
Yeah, exactly. And actually Zork's on there.
Fuck! I love Zork.
So here's the funny thing. You know, back in the day, and this is making me sound like an old fart, even though I'm only 35, but it's like, you know, back in the day, we had to go to a BBS to do all this, right? And spend hours on those 24K modems and all that stuff. And now I just open an app on my phone and it has 50 of these games on here, right?
Yeah.
It's really cool just how the technology has evolved over time and everything. And I think of, you know, with my kid's birthday coming up recently this week, that it's amazing how much is going to be available when they're older. You know, iPads will be old for them. I don't even know what's going to be the next generation for them.
Built in. Everything's going to be like, we're going to find a way to plug our bodies into the goddamn matrix. And do I look forward to that day a little bit? Yeah, kind of. But just think how easy it's going to be for your brain to get physically hacked.
Jumping down the rabbit hole a little bit, that I think we hit a point in humanity, and then we peak, and then we kind of do something to mess ourselves up, and then it resets. And then you go back to dinosaur age.
If you If you believe in that, and I do too, if you believe in that type of story, there is a concept set of EPs, extended play albums. It's four albums by the band I Exist called Humanity. And it is fantastic lyrically and musically. It's just, well, I think I've even played some for you before, but no, it's really good stuff. Good to listen to if you like that type of thing, which I do.
Yeah, awesome. I'll have to check it out. Thanks. Sure. As always, for a recommendation.
As a country, I think we're getting ready to peak,
mm-hmm.
even more so than we have in the past. Even Johnny Depp, I saw an article where he said that, you know, this election is historic, depending on how, a couple of different ways, depending on how you look at it. You know, if Hillary's elected first female president,
yeah.
If Cruz would have been elected, it would have been first Hispanic and stuff like that. And he said, and he went on
first asshole.
And he said a couple other things. And he goes, and if Trump is elected, he'll be the last president because it's going to kill the U.S.
Yeah.
Because we there will not be another president after him because the U.S. citizens will not tolerate it.
I've actually got a video of Johnny Depp saying that. You want me to play it?
Yep.
If Donald Trump is elected president of the United States, in a kind of historical way, it's exciting because we will see the actual last president of the United States. It just won't work after that.
So you might be thrilled if that happens.
I don't believe in that stuff, you know.
Johnny Depp's a wacko, but I love him.
He's hot.
Yeah. All the wackos are kind of have their shit together in some ways. You know what I mean? Like it's, I will say, regardless of what you think politically and where you stand politically, the one of the better things that's coming from this election is that people are actually starting to research some of the issues and research some of the candidates and look into the whole process and basically how fucked the process is.
They need to get rid of as a whole is the Electoral College. They need to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree.
It doesn't work. Because it's not a true representation of what the American people want. I mean, yeah. you see how the primaries are going.
Yeah.
You know, there is no fucking way by popular vote that Hillary should be outdoing Bernie. No way.
No way in hell.
But yet she is because all of the people that actually count, their votes count, are in Hillary's pocket and want her in office so that they can get some of that money and their favors and everything else. So it's nothing but a joke.
Yeah, totally agree. So we are going to go on a break. When we get back, we're going to be doing Stump the Chump because it's everyone's favorite game. And we're going to be talking about the winners for the Everything Falls Prime Prize Pack.
Yay.
Woo!
I'm looking forward to that. So I hope you are too. Stay tuned for more on Prime.
Hey guys, it's TJ. I know you're enjoying the wonderful content the Rogue Intel Podcast Network provides you. We really couldn't do this without the support of you, our wonderful listeners. One of the best ways you can say thank you also happens to be one of the easiest ways. Just go to rogueintel.com/Amazon and do your Amazon shopping as you normally would. It won't cost you anything, and you'll be supporting your favorite podcast network. That's rogueintel.com/Amazon.
Hey, it's Clint Daly, host of the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. You know, we release a new podcast every single Wednesday, and we bring you our own unique outlook on the world of sports. You know, we try to give you some actual insight and maybe a common sense approach to sports. Whether it's breaking news, some of the biggest games, or even some sports history, check out the Daily Dose Sports Podcast now on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network. The Daily Dose, your daily dose of sports and sarcasm.
Movies, anime, comics, video games, and pop culture. These are but mere playthings for the manliest beings in all of podcasting history, the powerful Nerdcast. Hosted by the gurus of geekdom, Corey and Christian, join them each week to discuss all things nerd culture, everything from Star Wars to Dragon Ball Z, and everything in between. Find the powerful Nerdcast on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network at rogueintel.com.
Hi, this is Aaron from Everything Falls. You're listening to Prime on Rogue Intel.
Check out our new EP, Through the Storm, at everythingfallsband.com and all major digital retailers.
And we're back on Prime.
Yahoo!
So who's ready for Stump the Chump a day early and a dollar short?
That's right. It is our Friday Stump the Chump. This is the game where we test each other's knowledge of pop culture. And hey, Duff, we actually have a chance tonight. Tell us why.
Well, because Carrie has been so busy here lately, that and you decided to make our Friday show a day early, so she hasn't had time to do her picks. Now, if we are tied, she has her tiebreaker, but she will not be providing any of the stumpage or the chumpage.
I say we play all the tiebreakers today just to add some more filler in there.
Let's see how it goes.
I thought it would be nice to actually let you boys have a chance.
Well, on that note, let's give TJ a chance. Round one is our music round. Take it away.
2001 rock music. Go.
Awesome pick. Very, very awesome pick. I know it.
So this is actually a last minute audible. I actually had hip hop in here, believe it or not, because I know that that's your weakness. But we heard this on one of our local radio stations, which is kind of sad that this is turning into classic rock now, the stuff that we grew up with.
See, that's bullshit that this is classic rock. This is alt rock. It's Jimmy Eat World with Sweetness.
Yep. You got it, man. Great song.
Great. Too. Great song. I am going to take it and keep it in the same genre, and it's going to be mid-2000s. Staying up all night. If I could find you now, things would get better. We could leave this town and run forever. Let your waves crash down on me and take me. I see you moving your head, TJ. Do you know it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you? Carrie, you know it, right?
Yeah, but again, doesn't matter.
I know. Go ahead and give the artist.
This would be Yellow Card.
Okay.
And Ocean Avenue.
Beautiful!
That has a lot of stories behind that song. I love that song.
I love that album. That entire album was just crisp. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that leaves us with 1 point to 1 point. So we are currently tied. Let's see what we can do in the movie round. TJ, take it away.
So this is 97 action, and it's not actually a clip from the movie. It's part of the trailer because Paramount or whoever the parent company is was being an asshole about keeping it on YouTube.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, then.
Gung-ho, stupid son of a...
No, I don't think you're stupid.
My enthusiasm sometimes gets the best of me.
Any birds find this cargo truck,
boom.
There are people out there who don't care about money, and for them it is about rage, frustration, hatred. They feel pain, and they're determined to share it with the world.
The guy got away with a bomb.
Is that Clooney?
I was going to give you half a point if you can guess both actors.
Which, what, the female actor?
Hey, do you know the female actor, too?
No.
I don't think
I've ever seen this.
Clooney and Nicole Kidman.
Okay. I have nothing. What is it?
Peacemaker.
I never saw it.
Oh, okay. It was a great movie. I watched it a lot.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check it out. I take it it's a good one then, right?
Yeah. If you like George Clooney, like he, I don't know. Whatever. Judge me if you want. He's been my man crush, you know, like the bro crush.
Oh, yeah.
And, actually, and you know what? You can't judge me because I've seen you around all the musicians we have on the show.
Yeah. And he's got that John Stamos thing going on where the older he gets, the better he looks.
What do you think, Kerr? As the resident female of the show. Is it your type or no?
No, not really.
No?
Mm-mm.
Who's one that's your type that's of that generation? Sorry.
Well.
More Harrison Ford?
Yeah, when he was younger. I mean, I still like Harrison Ford, don't get me wrong.
You wouldn't touch his penis now?
No.
I think we just made TJ spit out his beer.
He did.
He's 73.
Wow.
Crashed a plane and broke his leg and still filmed Star Wars or whatever it was. So.
Yeah, that was he's got dedication. Just like you, TJ.
Yeah, how many bottles do I have in here?
I don't want to know. I don't want to ask. I don't want to see it. I just hope you don't end up drinking it.
Yeah, so do I.
You got to label these things. All right, let's move on to my movie pick. This is a mid-2000s action comedy.
Shake out, nice and limber. Or not. Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, very limp. Almost like sleepwalking. Look at the face. It's vacant, with a hint of sadness. Like a drunk who's lost a bet. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz. Nice, good vocal work. Okay. Barbara, that's excellent. Come on. Okay, it's mournful, sorrowful, you dead and you ate it. Go. Much better. Ed.
I'll do it on the night.
This is the night.
What is that?
What about yours?
Hey?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Right. Let's all try it together, shall we? One, two, three.
Any takers?
No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
No, Carrie, if you know it, it's all yours.
It's Shaun of the Dead.
Beautiful.
Oh, okay.
So that means we're still both tied at one. What shall we do? I guess the next logical best step would be to move on to the pop culture round.
So do you want to tell the story behind the pop culture round from yesterday that I was originally had a pick that we were talking about yesterday that happened to be your favorite show on USA Network?
Yeah, the 4400, man. It was I wish you would have kept it because that's a great freaking intro. It wasn't the right intro. So
no, I ended up because that was one of my top three. So anyway, still sticking with the TV show theme. How about that?
All right, let's do it. Where have you been all my life, man? Like,
you're
we're
welcome.
The same age. We like the same shit. That's a great show. I kind of fell off the wagon.
Yeah, I missed the last couple of seasons.
Yeah, me too. But the first two seasons were brilliant.
Agreed.
I liked Augie.
Augie is great, yeah. That was Covert Affairs.
You got it.
And yeah, that by was, me saying I liked Augie was my way of saying I knew it.
Yeah, no shit, Shirley.
Yeah, no shit. I knew it because I could see Duff dancing on the webcam. I'll tell you, if you're not a live viewer, at least on Fridays, you have to be able to log in at some point or check the replay on Saturday morning because it's worth just watching Duff and I dance alone.
Yes. And that
white boy overbite.
All right. I guess I will intro mine. This is mid-2000s TV show.
Oh,
Such a great show.
Nothing.
Nothing. You, well, of course.
We don't
not.
Even need the tiebreaker now.
It's it's sci-fi. Nothing?
Well, that's why I got nothing.
Such a lightweight. Carrie, do you know it? Just for giggles.
No.
Really?
No.
It's Battlestar Galactica.
Hmm.
Yeah. Seriously, I'm surprised that no one got that.
I didn't watch it as much as you did.
I still haven't finished it. I got too busy. And it's just, yeah, I stopped watching it in like season 3, I think.
And that was two and a half seasons more than I watched it.
All right, well. All right. Well, currently it's 2-1, me on top, because that's the way I like it. Do we want to do the tiebreakers just to make it more interesting?
I would say just to break it up, sure.
Double or nothing?
Well, I know you're not going to get my tiebreaker, so.
Okay.
It's in the hip-hop genre.
Oh, gotta love it. Do we want to let Carrie play this round?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, because I know she might actually guess.
And we're doing
hip-hop.
Double or nothing, right?
Sure. No, I don't care.
We're doing doubles, double points.
Oh, yeah, whatever. It's your show. I'm just kidding.
All right, here is Carrie's tiebreaker. What genre?
See, that's where it gets hard for me. It's a TV show theme, but it was also a one-hit wonder.
Huh.
So if you can give me name of show, I'll give you a point.
Okay.
Or the name of the artist and the song for a point.
All right. Let's hear it. I know it, but I don't. I know it's not Friends, but it's a show like that.
No.
Do you have anything, TJ?
Not on the show side. I'm trying to figure out the freaking... Is it like REM or something? Or
I don't think so.
It sounded
it could
like
be.
That. It was the ones that came out at the same time as REM that they all sounded kind of... two steps away from each other back then.
I got
nothing. I don't know. Me neither.
Carrie, just put us out of our misery.
All right. The band was called the Bodines. The name of the song is Closer to Free.
Oh.
And the TV show was Party of Five.
Oh, okay.
Wait, didn't Party of Five go a few seasons?
From 94 to 2000.
So not really a one-hit wonder then.
No, the song was
the song came out in 93. Yeah, yeah.
Get the shit out your ears, jerky.
Sorry.
Womp womp. All right, TJ, tiebreaker time. Intro it.
Oh, God. This is, in, like I said, hip-hop rap genre. Kind of going, right. I guess, late 80s, 90s, whatever.
All right. Check, baby, check, baby, one. It's called the Rough Shaker. Ready with the 1-2 checkup. Rex in the fences in the fence, but I'm the wreck of the track. Bought the honey shaking bumps and they bouncing. Booties of the cutie steady shaking, but relaxing. The action is packed in a jam like a closet. Beats bound to get you up, cold flowing like a faucet. Not me to make you sit, not me to make you jump, but yet make the hotties in the party shaking. Bump. I like the way you. I know it.
I know it.
You
got the song title.
Do you want to just give the artist on the count of three?
Sure.
1, 2, 3.
Rex and Effects.
Wow. I'm actually,
it was
Carrie.
In the song, dude.
Yeah, it was.
Rex and Effect in the house.
Yeah.
Come on.
And it's called Rump Shaker.
I should pick a different foot. But it was still good. I don't care.
So that gives me 4 points, gives Carrie 2 points, and you are stuck at one.
I get my obligatory 1 point. I'm good.
All right, let's move on to my tiebreaker. This is Oh, this is a song. I need the artist and the name of the song. Any takers?
I know the band, and I think I know the name of the song.
All right. Message it to me, TJ. What do you have? Any guesses?
I do. It would be the... It's the Who.
Yeah,
I know
shut
that.
Shut the fuck up! Carrie has not submitted her guess yet.
She's not playing.
She is playing. Fuck! When I say you don't keep talking. All right. Now her guess is in. Talk to me.
Yeah, that would be the Who, We Won't Get Fooled Again.
All right. You both got it right. So that means you have 3 points and Carrie is tied with me at 4.
Hey, 3 points. That's the most I've gotten yet. That's my cumulative score just doubled for the past 3 weeks I've been on.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for playing, Carrie. I don't know how the hell you ended up tied in first, and you only played one hand.
There's a shock.
Yeah. No, not really.
Well, the only one I didn't know out of all of... Oh, I missed two. I missed Battlestar Galactica and The Peacemaker. So 1, 2, 3, 4 more points to my 4, and I would have had 8.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you would have. And that doesn't surprise me.
But
I probably wouldn't have guessed yours anyway. So it's that was now were you going with CSI Miami or were you going with the Who on that?
No, I told you it was a song.
No, I know, but I didn't know which way you were going with it because it was also the opening theme song for CSI Miami, which
was it really?
I almost used the other day actually.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more he knows. Yeah. See, that's where you use the sound effect.
It's already been used. I don't want to overuse it. This isn't like the first time it's been on the board. So is it time to announce the winners of our Prime Prize Pack giveaway?
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right. This one came in from Facebook. And their comment was, "What an awesome contest. I adore Everything Falls and Rogue Intel and Prime." And of course, the winner is, and she's not exempt just because she's my mom, because we're cool like that. The winner is Melissa Bishop. That's Mama B in the chat room, one of our most favoritest fans. All right, our number 2 prize pack winner is Sean Barbs. He said, "Everything Falls always rocks the house live, and listening to their music makes me want to dance around in my underwear."
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah, that one was emailed in to us using prime@rogueintel.com, as was this one. Love them, love them, love them. Kenny and Aaron make a wonderful team, and that's Gloria Pritchard. So that's number 3. Number 4, also by email, "Aaron's lyrics remind me of my life. Is he in my head or what? Great contest, by the way." That's Rebecca Conroy. She wins a prize pack. And lastly, from email, because email was quite popular, "Badass bunch of guys, can't wait for them to come back to Virginia." That's Rob McEnroe, or McEnroe, however you say it. I don't know, dude. I'm sorry. It's not my last name. Carrie, why don't you tell everyone what the grand prize winner wrote in?
His goes a little something like this. "Because God punished me with an extremely small penis and dashing great looks like some sick, twisted, evil joke, I deserve to win. Just once. The main reason is because I am the star, sexy performer in an Everything Falls Enemy video. I mean, who can say that? I'm also broke and entered, attempting to make that video, risking my probation and parole for the love of the band Everything Falls,
Jesus.
Risking another 5 years sent upstate to be a guy named Pookie, a damn you Bloods gang member's bitch, who would have made me comb his thick, dark, nappy chest hair had I gotten caught breaking and entering for the much-needed insane asylum part of the video. Did I mention I never asked for a penny to star in said video also? Again, having had to turn down the numerous amounts of women who are infatuated with the star of Everything Falls enemy video due to having such an embarrassing, small, minuscule, gerbil-like light switch resembling penis, I again feel the need to win just once, wink. And as the future head of security and groupie management team, I hope that doesn't null and void my entry attempt. And did I mention I am the inspiration for Everything Falls lead guitarist Kenny Sheldon, who has aspired to play just like me, as he always claims? And finally, I have taken headshots of Aaron Linkus to the top New York City plastic surgeon in an attempt to spend my life savings for facial reconstruction plastic surgery to live, look like, be, and hopefully pull a bait-and-switch face-off attempt with lead singer Aaron's wife.
Oh, shit!
So I can be just 1% as happy as those two ass clowns. Therefore, I should be the Everything Falls chosen one. Like, duh.
Oh, my God.
He wins for creativity alone.
John Bell, thank you very much for making us all laugh. You were by far our most favorite comment. So you're getting the grand prize winner.
If I had to grade it, though, it could have used a little more cursing. It would have made it more enjoyable for those of us who like a curse-rich filled entry. But good first attempt.
You know, you could have paraphrased. I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
No, it was verbatim, bitch.
Verbatim, bitch. Speaking of, we want to wish happy birthday to our very own friend, Aaron Linkus from Everything Falls. Happy birthday, brother.
Happy birthday, dude. And he's even playing a show tonight.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him earlier about that. And it's in Stanhope, New Jersey, I think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show. I want to thank everyone for participating in the contest. If you guys want to email us about it, or if you'd if for whatever reason you forgot to post something and made it friends only instead of public or whatever the hell happened, if you want to send it to prime@rogandell.com, we'll definitely take a look at it. But we have 5 winners and we have our 6th grand prize winner. John, again, thank you so much for making us laugh. I'm happy. This is good.
And hopefully it'll make up for the small penis.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you can take one of those CDs and unwrap it and just throw it around your schlong. And
it would be a schlort.
A schlort.
Oh, shit.
Well, you can use it as a dick ring, except it'll be for the dick and balls both, probably.
Now, be nice.
Hey, he's getting the grand prize, so it's all good. I'm sure he won't mind. We'd love to have you on the show just to chat with you, because you're a pretty freaking funny guy. So, John Bell, thank you. Before we get on to the closing of the show, I wanted to talk about something that makes us feel good. This is something that we'd like to start doing every once in a while. It's called our Feel Good Finale. I want to talk to you about a story.
Do you have to pay for that?
Ha, 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 ha. Bazinga.
Oh, shit.
Sorry.
That's good, man. That's really good.
I told you I have them. Just usually I keep them to myself.
He's like Archer. I know I had something for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, whatever. I know this is all going to be cut out, but I told Duff the other day that, like, all those comments I have when you're listening to it, but when you're live, I'm like, I forget them all. You know?
Like, see, I usually have to stop myself because I'll get myself in trouble, so.
Oh, no, you would not.
No, you wouldn't. With who?
Oh, the ACLU.
Oh, well, that's a different kind of.
Oh, shit. All right. So, yes, this is a happy ending for us. This is a story about a service dog that belongs to a 7th grade boy in a school. Well, service dogs go everywhere that their owner goes. And Seth Ware is no different. Seth, who suffers from Duchenne muscular dystrophy, as the first and only service dog in both the school and the entire parish school district, he's always been kind of a mascot to everyone and just like a really cool addition to the school and community. Well, once a year you've got yearbook day where you take pictures. Well, they took a picture of Seth, and the day before pictures, they talked to his mother and asked permission for the dog to be a part of the yearbook. Now, traditionally, you'd think, well, it's going to be, you know, the dog and Seth together. Nuh-uh. The dog got his own spot, his own cell, right next to his owner.
Nice.
Yes. I thought it was absolutely adorable.
A doggable.
Yes. Har har. Hearty hee har.
Oh, you know, we are all softies for dogs. I mean, come on. We all have shelter dogs, you know.
Oh, I'll kill a motherfucker.
At least Carrie and I could speak for Carrie and I, like dogs better than humans most of the time.
Oh, so hell yeah.
Oh, indeed.
I'm the type of person I go to someone's house and they have a dog. I'll spend the entire time with the dog. I'll ignore every other living soul in that house.
Yeah.
Either a dog or a small child. Adults, fuck y'all.
And my wife, who didn't grow up with dogs, is like, you spend a lot of time with my, like, her brother has a yellow lab, great dog too. And it's like, I spend all my time with her all the time. Like, she's my buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows too. The other day I was ignoring her and she came over and nudged me on the, like, you know, did the nudge thing with her nose. It was great.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's why I like dogs better than people most of the time.
Yeah. Indeed. I am actually going to post the Facebook photograph in the chat room so you all can see it, but it is absolutely adorable. It's such a beautiful picture. That dog is so pretty, holding the leash in his mouth, and just so cute. So rock on, Seth. Rock on, Presley the dog. Keep it going. I think stuff like this is cute.
It's a golden too.
Which, yes, it is. Which is why we wanted to end on that note. Now, before we end, I wanted to talk to you guys about something, and I'm going to take on a different dialect for this for comedic effect. So, before we get you guys going and end this shindig, we're going to give you guys a mission. It's an easy one, so don't start pissing your booties, all right?
Okay.
All right, good. What I want you to do is I want you to go to bit.ly/theprimepod and open that shit up in iTunes. You still with me?
Yeah, boss, yeah.
Good. See, because what I want you to do is I want you to click on that subscribe button. Now, you might have to minimize that porn video you're watching, but trust us, our gratitude is worth a whole lot more than watching Ron Jeremy banging abroad. Now, how did I see that? Yeah, I don't know. I got that ESPN thing going. Oh, boom, hey. Anyway, if you guys want to be extra awesome, all you guys got to do is leave us a review as well on the iTunes. And thanks, Skippy. You're doing real good things.
Now that was your Long Island, New York coming out from you.
No, that was exaggerated. That was North Jersey.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, I can turn it on and off just like that because, of course, I grew up in Long Island.
I love it when he's drunk and it slips out without him knowing, because then I sit there and just start laughing at him and he doesn't know why.
That happens to my wife. She was technically born in Brooklyn, so she's around her aunts who are still from there. Her Brooklyn accent starts coming out. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? like you're not even... Anyway.
All right. Well, it's been such a great time with you guys. I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. And TJ, you've been a barrel of monkeys, man.
A barrel of something.
I don't even know. Thanks again for being who you are, because we love you, guy. And we'll have to talk after the show, because I have a plan and I'd like to see if it comes to fruition. So stay tuned for that, TJ.
And two and a half ADD brains working together. This should be great.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to get out of here. You can do a lot of cool things, including listen, interact, and spread the love over at theprimepod.com. And it's just a really cool site, and so is Rogue Intel. So check it all out. Again, it's theprimepod.com. From all of us at The Prime Show, you have a great night.
Later, taters.
Earholes ready for some prime post-roll.
Well, have I told you guys the story of why I talk like this?
Yes. Like a monkey? No, I'm just kidding.
No, not like a monkey. Thank you, TJ.
And that coming from Marble Mouth Man.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. It's because you're the star tonight, all right?
Hey, I can talk without... typically tripping over my own words.
Yes, you can.
Actually, no, you did twice tonight, which I was surprised. That's
I was reading a fucking book. You couldn't even hardly do the Stump the Chump intro.
That's true.
Shut the fuck up, TJ.
That's not written down. I had to wing it.
It is written down.
It is written down, you fucker. All right, Stump the Chump. What?
What? I don't remember.
You interrupted me. Do you want to say the?
No, you do it.
No, you do it. You interrupted.
I was just going to say we actually have a fucking chance today.
We do. Here we go. But
all right, play it again.
This time you're saying it. Are you on drugs, boy?
I should be. I'd probably be better tonight if I was on drugs.
3, 2.
I don't read the show notes.
See, Stump and Chump is a game where we try to test each other's knowledge of pop culture.
Where the fuck did... I never read that shit.
It's right at the top of the...
I just click on the links. I don't read anything else.
Jesus Christ.
And then he doesn't read the articles. He just looks at the picture.
Oh, well, what we got today is we got this really pretty picture of a dog and, oh, pretty doggy. Oh,
fuck me.
So, 3, 2... For fuck's sake, shut the hell up!
I can't help it.
See, and I get ADHD by association. This isn't fair.
All right, 3, 2. So, TJ, have I told you guys this shit?
You poor fucker.
TJ, have I told you the story of why I talk the way I do now?
Why?
If you don't want to hear it, then just say, I don't want to hear it. You don't have to
be
all sarcastic.
Hear it.
Why?
No, it was after all the other shit.
Why?
Right, try it again. I'll sound enthusiastic. Just so there's not another IT story for 2 hours.
Oh, no, right?
TJ, have I told you the story of why I talk the way I do?
No, tell me, Duff. Duff has left the building.